say it is today or tomorrow. They stand before you as unaware as only they could be of the bloody shadow covering the graves of tens of thousands, witnessing the wounds of tens of thousands, visiting the darkness of the newly crippled and the blind, sweeping over those who never asked nor volunteered nor had in mind to give up on their lives for someone else's view of living. Someone else's view of what it was they really should be giving. Your view, but not your life, not your wife, just your knife. Diminishing what it means to be a man, just your knife and your deadly little plan. So now let's talk of Abraham, that holy man whose fear of God came before his love for his son. Here am I. He built the sacrificial altar and laid the wood in order. He bound his son and laid him on the firewood, and took the knife prepared to take his boyhood and all the sons and daughters that would have flowed from that time on. But he heard the voice of God, "Here am I, do not touch your only son." But you've touched the sons of thousands, none of them is yours. You fill the graves of thousands, but not one is yours. Their pain, but not your pain, not your shame, just your clay. But you stand right next to Abraham, just your claim that he approves your plan. So now let's talk of consequences. Let's talk of freedom and democracy, peace and a new life for the living. Let's talk prosperity and politics, truth and justice for the living. And while we're on our honorable intentions, it seems a little churlish to mention class to bombs and mines and DU shells buried in the sand. 10,000 prisoners who do not remotely understand that torture in the prison camps, regrettable but needed to ensure the liberty for which the people pleaded. And you have heard their cries, not their lies, your lies, that took all of us into Babylon. Your lies, but still no